This is a reading of Bend, Flip, and Change, a due south fan fiction story written by Belle Manoir and read by Malinpoodle. The rating is NC-17. Afterwards, Ray's never sure how it happened. He can't blame it on the wine, because he had half a glass, tops, and Fraser didn't touch it. Kowalski and O'Malley had a glass or two each, but that's only enough to make them a little giggly. Not enough to... well... It starts with Never Have I Ever, which Ray hasn't played since high school. No one's played that game since high school. But somehow it comes up, and then it turns out Fraser's never played. And given his and Kowalski's tendency toward one-upmanship, the next part's kind of inevitable. They can't play for shots since Fraser and Ray don't drink, and even though Kowalski grumbles about it, he eventually agrees to play the version where you hold up 10 fingers and put one down for everything you've done. The loser has to wash the dishes. The problem is that they know each other too damn well, so they stay pretty much tied through the whole thing. Fraser's losing by 1 point when he gets all three of them with, "Never have I ever received corporal punishment from a nun." So there they are, cross-legged on the floor. Everybody's got 1 finger left, and they're having fun. So O'Malley starts saying ridiculous things that none of them have ever done, just to drag out the game a little longer before someone has to head for the kitchen, and they all get into it. "Never have I ever been abducted by aliens," Ray says, and is a little disconcerted by the look Fraser gives Kowalski when he doesn't put his finger down. "Never have I ever sowed a field with warm peppercorn," says Fraser. "Never have I ever had sex in a blimp," Kowalski says. Ray squeezes his eyes shut and lowers his finger. "Technically, Ray, that was a zeppelin," Fraser says on his left. Kowalski and O'Malley stare at them. "The two of you had sex in a zeppelin?" she asks. "It was on the ground at the time," Fraser explains. Ray looks at Kowalski, because he can be a little unpredictable about when the thing with Fraser is going to get to him. But right now, he mostly looks like he's trying not to laugh. "Man, I should make out with O'Malley here just so we're even," he says. Ray's never thought about it, ever. O'Malley is Fraser's wife, and he wouldn't. But now he does think about it, just for a second, because Kowalski said it, and oh my God. O'Malley's laughing, but then she stops, arches an eyebrow at Fraser, and turns to Kowalski. "Let's do it," she says. Kowalski's jaw drops. You, he sputters, and O'Malley plants one on him. Jesus. When she pulls back, Kowalski looks sort of stunned, and he gives Ray this scared little look like he thinks Ray is going to be mad. Not likely. Kowalski figures that out, too. He and O'Malley grin at each other. They really like that, huh? Yes, they did, she agrees, especially Vecchio. Kowalski gives him an easy grin, slides closer to O'Malley. Nah, look at Fraser. He's about to come in his jeans. He slips his arm around O'Malley's waist and slides his hand up, 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 teasing them. Fraser makes a tiny, surprised, yearning noise, and all hell breaks loose. If by hell you mean that Kowalski's hauling O'Malley onto his lap and sliding his hands up over her flannel-covered breasts, and Ray is so hard it's kind of uncomfortable. He lifts her breasts up, and his wedding ring catches the light from the candles on the table. Ray puts his thumb on his own matching ring and tries not to make a noise. "Hey, your wife doesn't wear a bra," Kowalski says, flicking a thumb over O'Malley's nipple. She hums and tilts her head back. "You didn't know that?" Ray asks. "Because, yeah, okay, she's Fraser's wife. But some things a guy just can't help." Kowalski's eyes gleam at him. "I knew she was a hippie." "Well, Ray, the original purpose of a brassiere is support. And Ray hasn't heard that in forever, Fraser lecturing when his voice is all husky with arousal. Jesus, he missed it." "Are you saying I have tiny breasts?" O'Malley says, shifting into a more comfortable position between Kowalski's legs. "Oh, fuck, do that again," Kowalski groans. She glances at him in surprise. Then her lips curve, and she rubs back against him. Ray's mouth falls open. "It's okay, it's true," she says, and Ray has to think to remember what they're talking about. Apparently Fraser found someone with his own bizarre ability to keep a train of thought going during sex. I read an article in Cosmopolitan once. It said if you can hold up a pencil with your breasts, then the braless look isn't for you. Kowalski tries to peer around at her breasts and gets a mouthful of hair. Ack! Where does the pencil go? She laughs. It took me a while to figure that out, too. So I figured I was okay to go commando. Take her shirt off, Fraser says, his voice thick. Please. Kowalski can't really manage buttons from that angle, as Ray knows from long experience. O'Malley has to help him, but once the flannel is off, she lets Kowalski pull her tank top over her head. He gets the strap caught on her ear, but Ray isn't paying attention because he is staring at Fraser's wife's breasts. They're perfect. They're fantastic. One of them has a few freckles scattered across it, and he wants to reach out and touch. But he'd really rather watch Kowalski do that right now. They've got the shirts off, finally. O'Malley's red hair is curling messily over her shoulders. Her eyes are dilated, and her skin is glowing in the candlelight like a beacon, and Kowalski is breathing hard and smirking at him. Hey, Fraser, you got a blanket? 'Cause I don't want to give her rug burn. Fraser coughs and stands up abruptly. Yes. He strides to the closet and pulls out a quilt, and when he turns around, Ray can see that he's hard in his jeans. This is crazy, he wants to say, but he's afraid if he says anything at all, the moment will pop like a soap bubble. Hey, Vecchio, you okay over there? Kowalski asks. Ray looks back, and Kowalski is frowning a little, a wrinkle between his eyes, and everything feels real again. They'll only stop if he wants them to. This is crazy, he says, but I'm fine. That's what makes it fun, O'Malley says, and winks at him. Fraser's spreading the quilt carefully on the floor behind her. When he's got it arranged to his satisfaction, he comes back over and sits down next to Ray, and Kowalski gives O'Malley a little shove till she sprawls back across the quilt and pulls him down on top of her. This is crazy! This is the hottest thing he's ever seen. They're kissing and tangled together. Kowalski's got a leg between her thighs, and she's arching up against him. Unexpectedly, Fraser reaches out and takes his hand. Fraser's got this look on his face, this incredible, focused, hungry, stunned look. But when Ray turns his head, Fraser gives him a tiny smile and raises his eyebrows. And Ray would jump him, except Kowalski moans, and when he turns around, Kowalski's got his eyes closed and his mouth on O'Malley's breast. Ray can tell he's doing that thing he does, that fast, flicky thing with his tongue. She arches back. Holy Mary, Mother of God, she gasps, and Kowalski switches sides. Ray can see his spit glistening on her bare nipple. Fraser's hand tightens around his, and Ray squeezes back. Then Kowalski's moving lower and lower, and then he pauses, his hands on the waistband of her cords. This okay, Vecchio? He asks again, asking Ray for permission to go down on Fraser's wife. Why is that so? Yeah, he gets out. Fraser, you? Fraser wants him to, O'Malley says, and Ray can feel Fraser nod next to him. Kowalski grins. Thanks, Vecchio. You know how I feel about your dick, but I kind of miss this. O'Malley rolls her eyes and unbuttons her pants herself, pushing them down over her hips along with her underwear. Move, she tells Kowalski, and he rolls away so she can kick them off. Now take your shirt off. Ray takes a moment to stare at O'Malley's naked legs and up, up, up to her pussy. Red hair, fuck, yeah, and a nice ass, but then he's got to look at Kowalski. It's been a long time since anything was more exciting than Kowalski's familiar chest, and it's nice to see that that hasn't changed. O'Malley reaches up and rubs at his tattoo, and he smiles at her. Ray squeezes Fraser's hand so tight he thinks he might be cutting off circulation. Kowalski laughs, not at anything, but just a happy laugh. He rolls back over and yanks on O'Malley's hips, and then his spiky head is between her thighs. "Oh, fuck," she says, and props herself up on her elbows to watch. Ray has to lean over a little, press up against Fraser's shoulder for the best view. He can feel Fraser breathing, deep and unsteady, and he can see Kowalski's tongue. Kowalski is fucking her with his tongue. Her head falls back. "Oh. Oh," she says, like she's trying to start a coherent sentence and just can't. Fraser? She likes to be fingered while receiving cunnilingus, Fraser says. Ray didn't expect the smile in his voice. So Kowalski slides a couple of fingers in and licks up to her clit. O'Malley reaches down and buries her fingers in his hair, which Ray knows Kowalski really likes, despite being all, "The hair is off-limits, Vecchio," the rest of the time. And then she must have done something, clenched around him, or rubbed his ear or something, because Kowalski purrs. And now, oh, sweet Jesus, Ray is pretty sure he's doing that flicky tongue thing on her clit, and she's shaking and pushing her hips up, and Ray's pretty sure his hand will actually have to be amputated later, Fraser is clutching it so hard. He doesn't really care. Then she turns and looks at Fraser. It's that wordless communication thing, except when Fraser does it with Ray or Kowalski, he's usually saying, "I'll jump out this window, and you drive around and catch them at the end of the alley," or, "You know I hate it when you litter." Fraser and O'Malley are on a whole other level, and for a tiny second, Ray feels jealous. "Stop," she says, half a moan. Kowalski freezes. "Am I doing it wrong?" Kowalski asks, his finger still inside her. "I know it's been a while, but I'm pretty sure..." She grins at him, pushing him off. His hand slides out of her with a squelching noise, and then she's crawling over to Fraser, her breasts swinging a little and the chain around her neck dangling. She leans forward and kisses him, and while she's doing that, she pulls something out of his pocket. Ray can't see what, and then she turns around. Fraser's free hand smooths possessively over her hip. Or, not possessively, just like he knows his hand belongs there. She dangles the thing in front of Kowalski, and Ray sees it's a condom. He can't breathe. Kowalski's eyes widen. Then they go to him. "Vecchio?" It's the same tone of voice he used when he was trying to talk Ray into buying a flat-screen TV. Ray's never been able to resist it, which is irrelevant right now because he doesn't want to resist it. He's so on board he's on the other side of the boat and swimming. He nods, and Kowalski grins wide and bounces a little. He stops mid-bounce, wincing, and undoes his belt. He's wearing those ancient gray boxer briefs that Ray has been begging him to throw out, to no avail, which is kind of embarrassing, but what can you do? O'Malley pushes Kowalski back down on the quilt while his pants and underwear are still only halfway down his thighs. She climbs on top of him, and Ray's got nothing left but hubba hubba. "Don't let him have the condom," Ray tells her. His voice sounds scratchy and disused. "He'll tear it." "So my fine motor skills are not the best when I'm hard. So soon, ah!" Oh, O'Malley's taken Ray's advice, and she's putting the condom on herself. Those little hands are around Kowalski's cock, and Ray takes advantage of everyone's diverted attention to open the zipper on his own slacks, just to let his dick breathe a little. Kowalski gets one hand on her hip, and the other hand around his dick, and he's guiding it into her. A couple inches in, he stops. "You guys are sure this is okay?" "Yes," Fraser and Ray say in unison, and O'Malley shoves down impatiently. Kowalski's eyes roll back in his head. "Fuck." She rolls her hips, and Ray realizes that she does this with Fraser, and Fraser digs his fingers in and groans and arches his back the way Kowalski's doing now. "He likes it when you tighten around him," he says, amazed at his own daring. But he remembers that Fraser liked that, too. Fraser drags in a shuddering breath, and O'Malley says, "I want to see that." She reaches down and rubs at her clit, her other hand flat on the floor, leaning forward over Kowalski so his eyes zero in on her breasts. Then Ray guesses she does tighten around Kowalski, because it's at the point where he's not even speaking in half-sentences and curse words anymore, just kind of grunting. "Ugh," he says, his eyes fluttering closed. "Ugh, please." She rocks down onto him, once, twice, and then, "Oh," she says, sounding surprised, and comes. Fraser makes a sound next to him. Ray hasn't come in his pants since high school, but then he hasn't played Never Have I Ever since high school either, so maybe Kowalski drives up into her. She's loose and fucked out and supporting herself on shaky arms, and Ray can see the little tremors still going through her. Kowalski's eyes are wide open now, and Ray knows he just needs that little something extra to push him over the edge. "Come on, Kowalski," he says impatiently, because weirdly enough that works, as he's discovered from any number of supply closet handjobs. Sure enough, now Kowalski's shaking and jittering his way through climax. Ray sags against Fraser. Fraser lets go of his hand, finally, and Ray flexes his sleepy fingers. He feels as wrung out as if he'd just fucked Kowalski, but he hasn't, and Kowalski and O'Malley's heads turn. The mischievous, lazy grins on their faces are eerily similar. "You guys turn," Kowalski says. Ray gulps. The end. This has been a reading of Bend, Flip, and Change, a Due South fanfiction story, written by Belle Manoir and read by Malinpoodle.